Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Foundation Friday, August 4th, 2017. Foundation Friday the 4th. As always, I start off by sharing the Rhino of the day, and today I have this really cool green stone carved rhino. The stone is called malachite, and it is found in several areas in the world, but I have a feeling that this comes from one of the several mines that are in Africa, because they have carved it into an African animal, which is also the symbol of the entrepreneur, and that's why I'm here today on Foundation Friday. Annette, welcome to the video. So today, I am sharing a cautious tale. My beautiful wife, Michelle, and I recently started working with a company that helps some of the most affluent communities all across America with their private monthly newsletters. We're in almost 1,000 different of these. They cherry-pick wealthy, affluent, a lot of gated communities around the country that, of course, as business owners, we know it's almost impossible to muscle our way in there and do any kind of advertising or effective marketing to get to them. They're almost all doing business on word of mouth, company reputation, so all you got to do is get in there, get a job, and it'll lead to more and more. So the company I'm with, not only do we produce those really fantastic, glossy monthly newsletters, these affluent communities, but we also host social events for them, gives them a shot to meet each other, and we invite some of these business owners to the social events to meet the affluent residents of these communities, which of course is the best way to get to know them and get in there and start doing some business. Anyway, Fern, Jeff, welcome. So here's the deal. We've been meeting with all kinds of business owners because we, of course, obviously have to be very careful who we recommend these affluent clients to do business with them, because any kind of problems or trouble they would have is going to reflect extremely poorly on us for recommending the person. So, but we give anybody a shot, and we will meet face-to-face with a business owner and find out a little about their business and see if it's somebody we could recommend to these affluent residents. Had an unfortunate situation for us, of course, but for this local business owner yesterday that asked me, he was interested in getting in there. I will not show his card. I have his card here, because there's no way I could block out. I'm not going to embarrass who it is. Got his name, his Gmail email, telltale sign. Don't want to do that if you want to portray yourself as a quote real business. Got his logo, site, and the name, of course, really big at the top of the card, like all ineffective business cards. And then just a number and three bullet points. And on the back has some photos of some non-affluent work, we'll just put it that way. And so, you know, we sat down, and my beautiful wife, Michelle, had met him at an event, and he requested and said, that sounds great. Other people were like, oh yeah, we already are in all these publications, and we go to these events, we get all these affluent clients. So this person was like, man, that sounds great. Michelle, we agreed to meet. We went to meet. And then unfortunately it happened. He handed me his business card. And one look at it, and the first words on it say, low cost. End of story. Now, we didn't just walk out on right there, of course. We were courteous, and we told him all about the program and showed him a sample publication and all that. But there was no chance in the world that such a person we could introduce to these affluent residents of these gated communities with multi-million dollar homes. Now, it wasn't just those words on there, of course, but we asked them about them, and a few questions showed that. In fact, one question, he said he'd been in business for 22 years in the area, and I showed him a map of 28 affluent communities around our area that have that we are helping with their social events and their private monthly newsletters. And I said, have you ever done work in any of these areas? 22 years. His response was, yeah, I've done one job in this one place. I won't name it, but I've done one job in here, and my sister lives there. Now, I didn't, of course, you know, again, I love small business owners, so I just felt bad for him more than anything else. I didn't laugh at him, but later, my beautiful wife Michelle was like, yeah, I'll bet that's how he got that one job, which might be. So unfortunate. So kiss of death. And I would assume if I went to his website and wasted time doing that, it would be screaming all about how he's low cost. So word of caution, and that's the foundational Friday tip of the day. If you want to attract the best possible clients who spend the most money and refer you to others who spend the most money, they want the best possible care, attention, service, products, and they do not want, they want them, of course, at low cost once they decide these are this is the company they want. It's not like they're throwing their money around. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is that if you're screaming the first word or low cost, you're also screaming by definition low quality. Are you not? I mean, are people stupid? This is a roofer, right? So anyone that's ever gotten any roofing done or knows roofer, I've had dozens of roofer clients, of course, over the years. And so the ones that scream were low cost also use the lowest quality shingles and the lowest quality nails for contractors, non-contractors. You might not even realize there are different grades of nails. And that low-cost roofers will, of course, use the lowest quality nails, and the high-quality roofers will spend more money and use the very best nails, the very best shingles. They'll use the very, very best, see now, I'm showing my ignorance, even though I've worked with all these roofer clients. The under coating goes under the shingles, whatever that's called. There are varying grades of that. And so the low-cost roofers will get away with using, of course, that's what their clients want them to do. They want them to cut the costs as much as possible. So they'll use the thinnest, lowest quality lining, I think it's called lining, under the shingles for the roofing. But the high-quality roofers that want these jobs, I mean, $2-4 million homes are in these areas we're talking about. Like, I don't know a lot of people that are going to invest a couple $1 million in a home and then say, you know, it's time to replace that roof. Because, by the way, these affluent homeowners, for the most part, do not wait until the roof is leaking to call a roofer and say, hey, we need you to fix it or replace it. They know that every 8 to 10 years or whatever, we got to replace that roof. That's just the way it is. And so $100,000, $150,000, $80,000, whatever it is for the roof of these 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 square foot mansions just needs to be done. And again, I don't think they're of the mindset that I invested millions of dollars in this home. Say I might be looking to sell this for millions of dollars. And so I'm looking to cut a few cents here on the lining and the nails, all these things on the roof. And I want the lowest quality workers that are not even, you know, licensed or haven't kind of classes or don't have any certifications and they have experience. That's what low cost screams. Okay, people are not stupid. When you yell low cost like that, what's the first on your card, low cost, by definition you're yelling low quality. It is possible to be high quality at a reasonable cost. That's possible. Then the first words on the card should have said highest quality roofing. Now you have a shot. Start conversation, get into attract, and maybe after 22 years in the area, you wouldn't have only done one job in affluent areas, which, by the way, Scottsdale, Arizona is where this company is located, which is one of the most affluent communities in the entire United States and the entire world. And so it is filled with these gated, wealthy communities where homes are, you know, and the condos are $4,000 or $5,000, but the homes go up to $20 million homes in these places. Like, so if you've been in business in that town for 22 years and you've only one job in one affluent community, which just happens to be where your sister lives, and again, I didn't verify whether or not that's how the job, it's nice to want it. It's great to want to get into those areas, but you got to make some fundamental changes to your business. So enough about this person. I'm talking to anyone watching this video. Think about your business. What's on your brochure, your business card, your website? How do you put yourself out? We can get on and we will go into all details. You can contact me and I'll help you out with the details of this because it's way too much to go into in a basic video. But there are many things you need to do and to recognize and to understand about these affluent homeowners, about these wealthy clients that you want to attract, and low cost is not the way. For instance, you know, you can think about it. These people that own these homes in these communities, they go on vacation and they stay in the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons, do they not? They stay in a five-star hotel. Is there a Best Western nearby? Of course. Is there a Motel 6 nearby? Of course. If they were interested or even attracted to and not absolutely repelled by the phrase low cost, they'd say, hey, a room's a room. You know, we're here and we're going to get out and go to the beach or go do things or whatever. And like, you know, we just need to sleep and get dressed. So what's the big deal? Why would we pay $500 a night when we can pay $40 a night down the street? Well, I'll tell you, they wouldn't even ask that. They wouldn't think that. Now I'm getting into more detail, but it's what I'm saying is don't misunderstand that they're not looking for the lowest rate. So they'll go to, they call the Four Seasons. They'll say, you know, what special do you have? Or what free upgrades do you have? Or what kind of deal can I get with my frequent points? Because I stay here often. Yeah. They're looking for the lowest cost for the level of service and experience that they want, right? So when they fly on the plane to get there to this vacation spot, do they say, I want to fly on the cheapest airline with the tiniest seat and the no leg room, and you have to pay even to put a bag in the overhead bin, but I can get there for $49? They're not even saying, I even want the, they're clicking on all those upgrades you see whenever you book a flight, more leg room, or they're first class, in fact. What are you talking about? When they go out to eat, the signs are screaming, lowest cost restaurant in town, two Big Macs for a dollar, two burgers for 99 cents. You know, is that attract them? No. Now, am I saying they're looking for the most expensive restaurant necessarily, or when they go out to the fine restaurant, they go on the menu, they say, good, surf and turf, $129. I insist on having the most expensive thing and bring me your most expensive bottle of wine. It's not what I'm talking about. But you're not going to attract someone to your fine dining restaurant by having a business card saying, I own a fine dining restaurant. Hey, Steve, I'd love to meet. I'd love to get into those social events and meet the residents of these wealthy gated communities and be recognized as a sponsor of a private monthly newsletter and have you recommend me to them. We have a restaurant where we offer the highest quality seafood in the area. We're known for that. See, highest quality, something good on the card. Now, that would immediately telegraph message, by the way, it's not the lowest cost. You're not getting the highest quality seafood for two lobsters for 99 cents. That's not what's happening. Anyway, that's it for today, Foundation Friday, okay? If you want to attract affluent, wealthy, rich, whatever you want to call it, people, whether it's in a commercial setting or a residential setting, you need to learn what attracts them and what absolutely repels them. Fair enough. Let's go, as always, to the questions here. Bishal, in my experience, do affluent customers buy fast or do they buy slow until trust is built over time? Excellent question. Everyone is different. Depends on what they're buying, of course. So I don't know necessarily that it's got to do with affluent customers versus anybody else. For some things, they're buying fast, and for some things, they're buying slow over time. So the more complex and intangible a service is, a sale needs to be made, usually the more time it takes to go through the buying cycle of we're just looking around, we're thinking about it, now we're gathering some information, now we're examining options, and we really got to think about it. But all it's thanks to technology today, all that can be done extremely rapidly, by the way, because a lot of that can be done, that trust building, before you get that first phone call. So I'm going to just tell you straight out, it does not have to take time. For instance, I get calls all the time, and much more often than not, clients will engage me and my services for my highest end one-on-ones of $5,000 a month, plus royalties on the business I help create, and I am chewed out by some of my marketing experts that do the same thing. They're like, I charge $18,000 a month. I charge $10,000 a month. You're crazy with the $5,000, but anyway, I'm fine with it. And very often, more often than not, they make that buying decision on the first phone call. Why? Because I've done that groundwork of that building trust over time way before they got the phone call. You're seeing one example right here. I'm doing a Facebook Live video every single day. I've had a daily blog post on my blog for over 5 years. I've done a monthly magazine all about sales and marketing and business growth for over 5 years. I've got hundreds on YouTube and all over the internet. I got 30,000 Twitter followers. I got Facebook followers and YouTube and who knows whatever. It's all over the place. I've spoken all over. I've either written myself or I've contributed to over two dozen books. I've been mentioned dozens more. People send me all the time or calls all the time. Hey, I was reading a book and who knew there was your name? Now, I heard your name somewhere. So I started looking you up. I saw your videos and I this and I that. And man, can we talk about taking me on as a client? Boom, immediate. I mean, in fact, I very rarely want to even work with somebody that has to say, ooh, ah, have to think about it. I'm not sure. Whatever. That is a slow action taker who, if they're that much problem on the intake of making a buying decision, heck, how bad are they going to be when it comes to implementing some of the things, right? Hey, here's a good thing to do. Ooh, ah, I got to think about it. I'm not sure. I'm whatever. Ooh, ah, ouch. I mean, I've made that decision, that mistake before. And at this point in my career, I can be very selective to choose to work with. So no, Bashal, it doesn't necessarily take time. The most affluent customers are going to buy extremely quickly. In fact, now that I think about it, because they know what they want, right? So let's say you have these private jet flights, and they get a call, oh, Aunt whoever died, and the funeral is in 2 days. Well, they got to book a flight, and they're looking right away to the fractional private jet, whatever, and boom, buying decision is made. So they know what they want. They're making those decisions based on that, which is why, again, the point of today's Foundational Friday tip is you don't want to scream low cost if you even want any inkling of a chance to get some affluent, wealthy clients or to have me recommend you to them and let you sponsor their private monthly newsletter and attend their private social events, for crying out loud. I'm not making that big mistake. It'll come back to haunt me. Hey, Max. Great to see you. Lindsay is here. Max says, I'll take quality. Now, there's here we're going to go. Max says, I'll take quality over quantity every time. This is not to say you can't get a buy without spending a fortune. You need to pick your spots. Research all at our fingertips these days. Agree? Absolutely. Just earlier, I don't know if you were here, but I said in response to Shal's question about how does it take such a long time? It sounds like that might be your experience, Shal, and you're probably not doing something as amazingly obviously wrong as this roofer, but it's like you're doing some things that are really killing you and causing you to leave ridiculous untold amounts of money on the table if your affluent prospects are taking a long time to buy. That is your, unfortunately, I mean, obviously you're fine with it, but unfortunately, for your prospects, who you might think, since you do such great work for, you would think you would want to do a better job of bringing them on board and so you can help them out quicker than having them any time to think about it. That's because you haven't done the job of getting that message across to them, and it's rather easily fixed. And for Max, absolutely, I agree. All at our fingertips, like I said. I mean, a lot of the stuff I just mentioned, I mean, you can find hundreds and hundreds of articles, videos, blog posts, testimonials, comments. I run online forums. I run one with thousands, and I don't even know how many thousands and thousands of members in it. Like, you can find all kinds of information about somebody, and the key I think you're getting at, Max, is the affluent buyers like you, what they're looking for. We know what we're looking for, so we know how to find it rather quickly. And a lot of times, when you mention at your fingertips, like I said, it's not even about just looking for online or reviews or any of that kind of stuff. It's also in the most wealthy gated private communities, they're absolutely asking them at the country club, hey, I saw a roofing truck of your house. Tell me about the guy. Was he good? Was he this, that? Hey, I saw the carpet cleaner trundle by, or I just parked outside your house, or hey, anybody recommend know a guy who does this or does that? I mean, they're not listening to your Valpak and your Yellow Page ad and your direct mail. I mean, they get bombarded. Of course, anyone wants a direct mail, these most affluent customers. So, for instance, there's a town here, Fountain Hills, 22,000 residents. It's an affluent town to begin with, but the local communities that I talk about that we help with their private newsletters, their private social events, is only less than 1,000 of the 22,000 already affluent people. Pretty much where all the really big money is. And so lots of people say, oh yeah, I do work in that town, but man, they can't get into that. Those communities. Those communities do not respond. Okay. Affluent buyers do not respond the way most people do, the way average people do. Low cost, very attractive to most people. This is why Walmart is the largest retail store there is, with low price guarantee and all that. But that's not what attracts the people. Oh, Joel is here. Quit complaining about contractors. They are not businessmen. They just know how to make money. Complaining about contractors. I don't know who was on here. Certainly wasn't me. I love contractors. I have tons of them as clients. And I don't even see anybody complaining. So maybe Joel was watching some other video. But contractors are actually fantastic. And they do know businessmen absolutely. So I don't know where that's coming from. But the contractors I know, especially the contractor clients I have, are extremely excellent businessmen. And they do know how to make money, and they do know how to run their business properly, especially after they become my clients. They do really well. But plenty that aren't my clients do really well, too. So I don't know where that came from. Someone who's anti-contractor somehow, certainly not me. I love contractors. I love helping them out. Contractors are honest, hard workers who get in there and actually do stuff and make things happen. And don't they deserve as much, or if not more, than anybody else to get fantastic returns and have a great lifestyle from it. So it'd be nice if it'd be great if this person with this low cost roofing on his business card asked me, hey, gee, what could I do to possibly attract some affluent homeowners to become customers of mine? Like, man, one phone call, I'd change his whole life. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks to Annette, Fern, Jeff, Bishal, Matt, Lindsay, and Joel for being here, and anybody watching on the replay. I'll be back tomorrow with Success Stories Saturday. It's an interview with one of the world's top fitness experts, and we talk specifically about fitness for entrepreneurs. She's also a fantastic entrepreneur, so you don't want to miss that one. That'll be tomorrow on Success Stories Saturday. Thanks for being here today, and I hope to see you back.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.